Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. Cloudy skies, some scattered light rain this morning. Our top story, it's a bad morning to be on the roads.
It is. We had the early morning rain, and that gave way to some big-time problems. Wet and slippery.
Let's get the latest on the road conditions from Joyce Nielsen in the 1080 Traffic Center. Joyce, how's it looking out there?
Well, we're still dealing with a number of accidents out there. Not as many as we saw a couple of hours ago, but still looking at delays. Again, wet roadways still are going to be a factor. Some of that puddling and ponding seems to have receded a bit, but still want to keep an eye out for some puddling, especially under bridges and overpasses, on and off ramps, and through those construction zones. Still want to give yourself plenty of extra time to get to your destination, but still looking at quite a few problems. I'll have the latest on all of them coming up in about 5 minutes.
Meanwhile, Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff, the first wave of rain is out, but there's more on the way, buddy.
Yep, sure is. Just some isolated showers forming just north of Waxahachie, east towards Kaufman, another little area of light rain up around the Garland area and northeast to McKinney. Moderate rain coming in from the west, now working its way into Palo Pinto, Parker, Jack, and also Wise County. And we still have those ongoing flood warnings for Dallas, Fort Worth, and McKinney, as well as Greenville, Rockwall. That runs here for about another hour or so. So, guys, we got more rain coming later on this morning. And then again, late this evening, we'll talk more about it throughout the morning.
Thank you so much, Danny. So how are people dealing with everything right now? KRLD's Russell Scott continues our team coverage.
Inbound traffic on Interstate 30 moving slower than normal this morning. That's not only because of rush hour, but also because of the rain we've had. People are trying to watch their following distance. If you're going to be driving in any areas that are low or have low spots in the road, know that those likely will be covered with water this morning. The heaviest of rain has moved out. Stopped in one donut shop, and the man there told me as he came into work at 3 o'clock this morning, he could hardly see, calling it a super dangerous time to drive. But again, all of that is past, and now you just need to watch those slippery roads. In East Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Whenever it rains, there can be flight delays, so we're keeping an eye on things for you.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Thankfully, most of the rain got out before the bulk of the flights got up in the air, but 39 delays and 4 cancellations this morning at DFW Airport.
And at Love Field, there are 7 delays and no cancellations.
KRLD Power Outage Update.
And on the power outage side of things, we saw these early and often this morning, and they are still hanging around North Texas. We've got about 5,000 homes and businesses without power in Dallas County, another 3,400 in Collin County, 1,900 outages in Tarrant, 1,000 in Parker, Rockwall County, 800 outages in Denton County, 740.
It is 7:07 at KRLD. Two people are recovering after being shot at a Dallas Walmart.
It happened outside the Walmart Supercenter in the parking lot along Forest Lane west of 635. Two women who were shot were taken to the hospital for evaluation. The shooter is dead at the scene. Footage shows a tarp over a body in the parking lot surrounded by Dallas police. It's believed the gunman turned the gun on himself. Dallas police have responded to our initial inquiry only to say they will respond with more information later. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott accusing Dallas and Collin County Islamic groups of possible criminal violations as it pertains to Sharia law.
Governor Abbott's calling for investigations into Islamic entities in Dallas and Collin counties that he claims may be masquerading as legal courts, pushing Sharia law, preempting state and federal law. The Islamic Tribunal in Dallas is mentioned in Abbott's letter to county officials. Khalid Hamidday, an attorney for the tribunal, is calling Abbott's comments factually and legally incorrect, adding that the tribunal only handles mediation and arbitration in family law issues, which are then referred to Texas courts for final enforcement and ruling. Abbott is also facing a lawsuit threat from the Council on American Islamic Relations after he declared them a terrorist group. From the 24-hour news center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Larry Summers abruptly went on leave Wednesday from teaching at Harvard University, where he was once the president. He, because of course, recently released emails show that he maintained a very friendly relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, even after Epstein was convicted. Dallas police respond Wednesday to a shooting at a Walmart Supercenter at 635 in Forest Lane. Two women were wounded, suspect dead by suicide, we're told. The women are said to be hospitalized in stable condition. President Trump signs new legislation requiring the Justice Department to open the Epstein files, including those involving his death behind bars. The agency now has 30 days to release the records, but broad exemption rules could still keep key details sealed or heavily redacted.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KR.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
LD.
The morning briefing.
This is your rapid fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The morning briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you for joining us on the KRLD Morning News as we kick off our 20 minute morning briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all news morning show.
23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Going to the ER is stressful enough, but people who have no one to care for their pets are thrilled to learn Parkland and the SPCA have a plan for that.
Mark Devereaux has a forever friend, his dog, Sapphire.
I don't know what I'd do if something happened to her, but she depends on me to make sure she's safe, excuse me. And and I do the best I can.
Now, when Devereaux ended up in the Parkland ER, he learned there's a partnership with the SPCA, which cared for Sapphire the whole time he was in the hospital. But the SPCA's Dre Floyd knew they had to earn Sapphire's trust.
I had the secret weapon, which is a pack of hot dogs, and was she let me leash her up.
And as soon as Devereaux was well enough to be released, he was reunited with his pal. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. The world's biggest retailer opened its books to investors this morning, Walmart increasing its outlook for sales in the full year. It's a sign they're winning over price-sensitive shoppers and grabbing more digital spending. The company now sees net sales rising in a range of 4.8% to 5.1%, higher than its previous projection. It also marks a second increase in its forecast during the fiscal year. And in a big blow to the New York Stock Exchange, Walmart also says it's transferring its listing from the NYSE to the NASDAQ. Global stocks getting a boost after a robust revenue forecast from NVIDIA. Now, that's easing fears of a potential bubble in the artificial intelligence industry that has shaken markets in recent weeks. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang says his company has enough new chips to meet increasing demand and that business is very, very strong. Futures right now indicate a higher open on Wall Street. I'm John Tucker, Bloomberg Radio.
News this morning for Trajan Wealth.
Saturday, marking 62 years since President John F. Kennedy's Dallas assassination, the man who took one of the most famous photos in American history is going to be talking about his experience. Bob Jackson captured that Pulitzer Prize-winning photo of Jack Ruby shooting Lee Harvey Oswald. He'll be speaking in two separate programs at the Sixth Floor Museum at Dealey Plaza. Museum head of curatorial Stephen Fagan says it's rare today to hear from such a primary witness.
A professional like Bob Jackson, who was, you know, if you're 30 years old in 1963, you're going to be in your 90s today. So there are very few key participants from this story still left.
That's a great point. I think about Bill Mercer, who covered that story, for KRLD TV back in the day. And, he just passed away at 99. And so, these living witnesses to history, they are passing away. So tickets are still available through jfk.org. Jackson recently donated his entire professional archive to the Sixth Floor, which will go through years of Dallas history on Saturday.
That's definitely one to check out. The Texas DMV is cracking down on vehicle registrations after reports that illegal immigrants were able to register cars in the state. A new directive requires valid photo IDs for all registrations and renewals, explicitly rejecting expired passports. Counties and dealers are responsible for enforcement. The action comes after State Representative Brian Harrison of Midlothian raised concerns and asked Governor Abbott to ensure compliance. Texas law already requires proof of identity and vehicle ownership, and the Department of Public Safety recently restricted certain commercial driver licenses for non-citizens, including DACA recipients.
Another tough loss for the Mavs. They were hosting the Knicks at the AAC last night. Former Mavs point guard Jalen Brunson had 28 as New York edges Dallas 113-111. For Dallas, Brandon Williams scored a layup that would have tied the game at 113, but...
lobs it up top to Lively. Lively to Williams. Williams on the drive, goes underneath layup. He puts it in. They wave it off.
Rookie Cooper Flagg missed his first game for the Mavericks with an illness. The loss drops the Mavs to 4-12.
The Cowboys are done feeling good about the Raiders' win. Now they have to beat the Super Bowl champs.
Head coach Brian Schottenheimer had to admit the Eagles will be a more than worthy opponent.
It's a hell of a defense. I think they're best in the league, I think.
He likes the way his offense bounced back in Vegas and still marvels at the performance of quarterback Dak Prescott, not just for this past game, but the entire year.
I always go back to the work ethic and the stuff that he puts into it during the week.
And he likes the fact that his defense now has Quinnen Williams to try to slow down the Eagles' Jalen Hurts. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York. News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.